USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The so-called Freedom Convoy has been largely cleared from the vital border crossing between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Authorities on the scene were holding off on reopening the Ambassador Bridge due to concerns that protesters would return. The demonstration was against Canada's COVID-19 safety protocols, including vaccine mandates for truckers. Despite Windsor's mayor declaring an end to the economic crisis in his city, protests continued elsewhere in the country. For a third consecutive weekend, parts of Canada's capital, Ottawa, were blocked, and other border crossings have seen blockades established. The Canadian government is considering invoking the Emergencies Act of 1988, a law that has never been used before. The corridor, which is seen as important to the auto industry, has been closed since Monday. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
The U.S. and allies are continuing to use diplomacy to avoid crisis in Ukraine. President Biden spent an hour on the phone talking to Russian President Vladimir Putin, telling him an invasion of Ukraine would cause widespread human suffering. He says the West is committed to diplomacy to end the crisis, but is equally prepared for other scenarios. Russia denies plans on invading Ukraine, but it has amassed well more than 100,000 troops near its border. U.S. officials say Russia can enter the country at any moment. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spent Saturday in Hawaii with his counterparts from Japan and South Korea discussing threats posed by North Korea after that country started the new year with a series of missile tests. Blinken said at a news conference after the talks that Pyongyang was in a phase of provocation. The three countries also condemned the recent missile launches. Be sure to check out our website, usaradio.com. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol says there are gaps in the phone logs provided by the White House on the day of the attack. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
Unnamed sources told the New York Times and ABC News that phone records show no entries of calls to or from former President Trump via the White House switchboard, despite numerous reports that he spoke to lawmakers in the House after the beginning of the attack. The records don't indicate there's been any tampering with the call logs, and it's widely known that Trump often used his personal cell phone and those of his aides to make and receive calls. Sources said the logs show no phone calls for multiple hours when Trump returned to the Oval Office after he gave his speech on the 2020 presidential election at the Ellipse. Supporters who attended the speech marched from the park near the White House to the Capitol, where they attempted to interrupt Congress's certification of the electoral votes. The lack of call records comes as Trump faces scrutiny for allegedly violating the Presidential Records Act by ripping up paper records during his time in office. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Elon Musk says the first orbital flight of SpaceX's towering Starship could come in another month or two. The vessel is being billed as the world's most powerful rocket built. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.